Electronic reproduction of natural sound has been available for many decades.
Electronic reproduction of natural sound has been available for many decades.
The ability to generate natural sounds electronically
was developed long before computers.
Sound is produced by the continuous vibration of air.
Sound is produced by the continuous vibration of air.
This means that it has analog property.
This means that it has analog properties.
Electronic reproduction of natural sound has been available for many decades.
Electronic reproduction of natural sound has been available for many decades.
A microphone converts sound energy into electrical energy.
A microphone converts sound energy into electrical energy.
In the opposite process, a loudspeaker converts electrical energy
A loudspeaker converts electrical energy into sound. These are both analog devices
varying electrical energy.
The Data Protection Act of 1984 is the United Kingdom Act of
The Data Power. Protection Act of 1984 is the United Kingdom Act of data stored about the individuals on computer systems.
Which sets out requirements for the control of data stored about individuals on computer systems.
The Act covers many aspects of data privacy. The Act also defines data users who are responsible for the uses made of computerized data.
The Act also defines data users who are responsible for the uses made of the computerized data.
Data users are required to register with the Data Protection Registrar and provide details about the data they hold.
Data users are required to register with the Data Protection Registrar.
This register enables any individual to find out if personal data relating to them
is likely to be held,
and they have the right to ask for a copy of the data from the data user.
As many aspects of data privacy.
If the data is incorrect, the data user must correct it.
The Act covers many aspects of data privacy.
A few exceptions to the Act mainly relate to data held by government agencies, the police, the courts, and the security services. The Act defines 8 data protection principles.
The Act defines 8 data protection principles, which are given here in a simplified form. Data should be collected and processed fairly and lawfully.
Data should be collected and processed fairly and lawfully. For example, there should be no deception. In the collection,
for example, there should be no deception.
Data
in the
should
collection.
Be used for a specified registered
data
purpose.
Data should be used for specific
data
registered purposes.
Data should not be used or disclosed for any purpose other than those registered in the data register.
Data should not be used or disclosed
data
for any purpose
should be
other
relevant
than those registered in the data register.
And not excessive.
Data should be relevant and not excessive.
And kept up to date.
Data should not be kept any longer than necessary. Access must be provided for individuals to check the correctness of their data.
Security measures should prevent unauthorized access or alteration of the data. The Act only applies to data about individuals' personal data. The 1984 Act is due to be replaced with a new legislation which complies with European Union requirements.